The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now for our pause for thought this week, our guide dog story, our relationship with guide dogs and their owners, we hear from Lynette Proctor and Pippa, the guide dog.
My name is Lynette Proctor. I have a guide dog and her name is Pippa. We qualified in March 2013, so I've had her sort of over 3.5 years now. We've done so many things since I got Pippa. When I first applied for a guide dog, I wasn't going out independently at all. I was having to go to hospital appointments, college counselling sessions, all supported by my mum, which for being in your early 20s, you don't really want to have to take your mum everywhere with you. My mum says that she was a brilliant guide, but when we used to walk into supermarkets, she'd get distracted by a really good deal, and then I'd be left standing in the middle of the shop, not knowing where she'd gone and what she was looking at. So having a dog, to me, felt that maybe I was going to be able to sort of look at the things that I wanted to do and maybe not prioritise the boring things like shopping and counselling and hospitals and be able to do things that were a bit more spontaneous. Not long sort of after getting her, I'd said so many times that I kept saying no to things that I wanted to start saying yes. So we agreed to travel up to the Lake District and do a lot of work with kids and young people who have got sight loss. We started traveling down to London for work and to sort of visit my friend in Birmingham a lot. So the more Pippa kind of got used to getting out and about, the more sort of relaxed she became at all these long train journeys and working in places that maybe she wasn't familiar with. I do think that Pippa comes well before my needs, remembering that when we're going out in the morning to make sure she's got everything that we need for the day. Quite often my handbag or my suitcase, if we're on long journeys, is half full of like her dog bed, her toys, her food, her water bowl, enough water for the journey. I've had to plan all the sort of stops off and everything. It's almost like having a child with you quite a lot. And we have travelled around sort of on very sort of like long train journeys where I have on occasion sort of not long after getting her, we stuck on a train that had been cancelled a few times and I've gone, oh no, what if she needs to go and spend? Which obviously she didn't. She's really well trained, but I didn't know how long she could hold it in for. It's at the point where she sort of signaled to me that she might need to go. So we've learned that long train journeys, it means that we have to make sure we factored that sort of time into our transport, like links and everything. One of the big things about having a dog is people are constantly amazed about the work that they do, and you do have people coming up to you all the time, but sometimes it can be negative. Sometimes you can have somebody jump down in front of you and kneel on the floor at a train station and try and talk to the dog while you're walking along the platform, and people don't understand that, well, this dog's doing a job, it's trying to avoid me going onto the track and you're suddenly squatting down and speaking to her and distracting her from my work. But then other times you might be actually needing support. If I have been sat somewhere and somebody's come over to offer me assistance but asked the stranger next to me instead, who had no idea because they weren't even with me, they were just sat on the same group of chairs. The thing is, if I hadn't had Pippa, people didn't know because I wasn't a cane user. I used to find the cane very restricting. I used to describe it as sort of like pushing a shopping trolley where the shakes sort of go up your arm. And I found everything about using the cane quite sort of negative, whereas I'd always loved animals. So to choose to have a guide dog for me felt like a perfect thing because I didn't see her as a negative. I saw her as something that I could interact with and something that could actually sort of force me to get out and about and do more things. And some of the things that we've done really are amazing. Like last year, me and Pippa did a fundraising challenge where we actually raised enough money to name our own guide dog Puppy, who's currently in training. And we climbed a mountain together, which, if you'd have asked me before I had her, would I have had the confidence not only to leave the front door and get out and about independently, to be able to go back to work, to be able to finish studies, to be able to just do everything that I should be able to do, but could I actually go on then and climb a mountain? Or I even learned to scuba dive and got my scuba license. There's so many different things that, yes, she's helped me get out and about, but she's also allowed me to do even more than I'd ever expected. And I don't know what I'm going to end up doing next year because I didn't know this year that what I was going to end up doing. So it's quite exciting, but it allows me to get excited about everything as well, and allows me to sort of be who I want to be and not be sort of anything dictated to me just because of my vision.
Lynette, thanks for sharing your story. Has your guide dog changed your life in the way that Lynette's life has changed? Well, do get in touch and tell us about it. Weekly Connect at rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.